But first, hundreds more people are fleeing their homes as once-in-a-century floods swamp Townsville. The situation is so drastic, authorities are monitoring rainfall totals every 5 minutes to try to work out who needs to be warned to leave and who will need emergency crews to help them. Floodwaters are not expected to start receding until tomorrow, so there's no clear picture of the damage yet. But frustration is building among officials that so many locals have ignored warnings to move to safety, forcing authorities to rescue them at the last minute.
What do you got to do to make people move? What do you have to say to them? How many times do you have to give them warnings? We put out the EAs in plenty of time, the emergency alerts. We door knocked them, some of these areas, twice.
The experts here have done their best. They have done their utmost best in getting the information out to people when it was needed most. The monsoonal trough, we cannot control the weather. It sat over the dam and it dumped a huge amount of water.
The Townsville Mayor Jenny Hill first and second the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk. Well, the ABC's Josh Bavis is on the scene in Townsville. Josh, the rainfall numbers have been staggering, metres and metres of it for days. How is the city coping?
Well, Linda, the city of Townsville is coping the best they can. If you can imagine this, it's been raining since Wednesday. Last night was the scariest night for the residents of Townsville. If you can imagine being in your home, a wooden Queenslander, in the dark, listening to warnings over the radio that there's an unprecedented amount of floodwaters coming your way, that's the picture that was that thousands of people faced last night. I'm currently in the suburb of Hermits Park, one of the worst hit suburbs of Townsville. There are about 21 suburbs that have been inundated by floodwaters, and the water isn't moving. It's still at a peak level. It's expected to be this way well past midnight, hopefully some reprieve in the morning, but it's been a very trying 24 hours for the people of Townsville at a flood that is at a historic height as we speak.
Any assessment yet of how many homes and businesses have been affected? It's obviously an ongoing situation.
Yes, so there are helicopters, emergency helicopters, flying over the city of Townsville to get a full picture of how many properties have been affected. At the last count, there were at least 500 that have been inundated, but that could have well risen up into the thousands. They were saying if it was the worst case scenario, between 10 to 20,000 properties could be affected by floodwaters altogether. I should stress, though, that much of the CBD is in a high area, so it remains relatively dry. But for the suburbs, even new suburbs of Townsville, people are waking up in the morning, opening their front doors to see a huge river where their street should be.
And part of the drama of this has been the opening of the flood gates in the dam, hasn't it?
Well, last night at about 8 o'clock local time, the floodgates had to be completely opened because of the sheer amount of water in the dam and the amount of water that was coming on the way. So they've been open for several hours throughout the night, and that's contributed to the Ross River flooding into the suburbs of Townsville. And that meant that there was very fast-moving water and it was rising very quickly.
And we heard the frustration in the voices of Jenny Hill and Anastasia Palaszczuk about people not heeding warnings. I mean, how serious a problem has that been?
Well, look, we're talking about a city the size of about 170,000 to 180,000 people. So you could imagine there are a few people here and there who want to get out and have a look at how their suburbs are going. Some people have been taking to kayaks and other boats to get around. There has been a bit of frustration with people in four-wheel drives in flooded streets. When you move through the streets, it sends a wave of water into people's homes. That's very frustrating. But also for people who were caught out in the middle of the night last night, there were police officers who were going to the rescue of others who were calling for help, and their car was swept away and they were left clinging to trees. So that just goes to show you when the police cars get swept away, just how serious the situation is.
Indeed. Thanks very much for that, Josh. Josh Bavis is our reporter in Townsville. We wish them all the very, very best. It's just dire, isn't it?